Stugatz here. I know there's a lot going on right now in the world, and we're all shopping online. I just saw that AT&T started doing two really helpful things for those who want to buy a new phone or device online. They are offering fast, free, no-contact delivery and curbside pickup so that online shopping is as simple and safe as possible. On top of that, they have a flexible return policy so you can shop at ease. You can visit att.com to learn how to shop online from the safety of your own home 24/7. Subject to change, restrictions apply.
A tweeter writes in, the Dan Le Batard show calling wrestling a clown show. Did I hear that correctly? I gotta change the dial. As many wrestlers they've had as guests.
You don't get the show.
Oh, I have missed that sound. I have also missed the sound of callers to Ron McGill. You can get on the line now, 786-456-4837. We don't know if the phone lines have worked. We have not tested them in 3 months, but we will go to you and your calls if we can, technologically, 786-456-4837. Before we do that, however, you jackals who enjoy eviscerating Mike Ryan at every turn, you will get your Jane Elliott audio, back on the podcast. Nobody was censoring it. Nobody was trying to keep it away from you or being devious. Mike Ryan was simply trying to protect a guest booker who was a little bit bothered and scared, and so he just took it down. It's readily available in other places, but Mike Ryan is deciding to put it back on the podcast, so you guys stop complaining about your free content because nobody was censoring anything.
I mean, Mike explained it very, very calmly, very, very well.
Yeah, but everyone's going after him.
No,
but
everyone,
like, you guys are really unreasonable, man. Like, at the hint of anything, you don't trust us at all. Like, at the hint of anything, you just jump down our throat and accuse us of all sorts of things. And it's like the body of work doesn't stand for anything. Anyway. 786-456-4837 is the telephone number. That alligator story that we just heard, Ron, people corrected me earlier this week when I said that there are not crocs and alligators in Florida. And I'm wrong. What other state has both of those?
None. It's just Florida is the only place in the world where you can find crocodiles and alligators together. Now, that may be changing as crocodiles or their numbers are starting to increase. They're starting to go up, especially the Gulf Coast. You may end up finding some of those in Louisiana. You never know. But as it stands right now, crocodiles and alligators only in the state of Florida.
And that just happened the same way it always happens in Florida. Somebody brought one in and then they started.
No. They're native animals. They are part of native Florida. Crocodiles, as a matter of fact, there used to be a lot more crocodiles. Their numbers are rare. You know, they're rising now. But they were precariously low there, 20 years ago. But thanks to some good conservation programs, they're starting to show up. As a matter of fact, some people think there's too many of them showing up.
Chris Cody, what do you have for Ron McGill of Zoo Miami?
Ron, I want to know the Mount Rushmore of animal sounds, and I nominate the owl.
Well, the Mount Rushmore of animal sounds, it depends what you're looking for. Are you looking for the most unique? Are you looking for the loudest? I mean, it depends. I think for anybody who's heard the roar of a lion, you're standing next to it, that's a sound that goes through your chest. So that's got to be up there. On the same note, if you hear the song of a humpback whale, my gosh, how incredible is that? It's phenomenal. To hear the songs of some birds. I mean, geez, you look at a minor bird can replicate everything from dripping water to a screeching car. So I don't think you can have a Mount Rushmore of animal sounds. It's just too many of them, too varied. And again, it depends what you're looking for.
What does the song of the humpback whale sound like?
Good try, Dan.
Oh, what? You always give us the show. You always give us the sounds.
There's
the
no
expert.
Way I could do it, Dan. It's so intricate. It's so high pitched and rolling, and it's just I mean, it's unbelievable.
I mean, you did it. That's what we're looking
for. That's all. Dirt.
Well, that really is. That's a horrible, horrible replication of the sound. I don't want to insult the humpback whale because it's really phenomenal to hear that sound.
The humpback whale is not listening to this program.
It's just hosting it.
Hey! Oh, 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 Joe, this is Ryan. Get one in there.
Hey, Mike.
You got to give yourself the Hakeem Nicks laugh for that one. That is such a good joke you got in there with so quickly after the hyenas have devoured you today.
First time I've seen him smile.
He's been buried today. Dirk, you're on with Ron McGill. What do you have, Dirk?
Okay. Between a boar and a ram. So you're talking about a male wild pig and basically a male hoofstock. Listen, defending itself, I think it's going to become to a draw. I don't think either one of them is really going to be able to kill the other one, even though a boar, theoretically, a boar could, with a proper-sized tusk, eviscerate a ram if it got it the right way. So I would lean towards the boar if you're talking about a fight to the death. But at the end of the day, a ram is, you know, can knock you over. A boar is pretty tough. I don't think it's going to, with its butting head, is going to kill a boar. A boar can always kind of get away from that. But if it was, you know, locked in a room until one of them's dead, I'm going to have to lean towards the boar with, you know, with a caveat that it does have good-looking tusks on it.
Roy, what do you have for Ron McGill of Zoo Miami?
I saw that a large population of flying foxes have died because of the heat in Australia. How has climate change really affected the animal population and especially in the bee population?
Wow, I tell you, Roy, that's a very deep scientific question. That's great. You know, you guys give so much credibility to this sports show. Listen, climate change has changed so many things. When we talk about, you know, heat overcoming animals, that's just the tip of the iceberg. The sense of the fact of the matter is it's changed migration patterns because, you know, flowers start blooming earlier and the bees that don't, you know, are not able to pollinate those flowers then don't exist and then the flowers don't pollinate the next year, or birds move from one place to another before that food is available to them, and when they get there, the food hasn't become available because the climate change hasn't started to bloom yet. They run out of food, and that becomes a domino effect. You know, that animal is food for another animal, this food for another animal. It becomes unbelievable when you talk about climate change in the oceans, just in the reefs. What's happening in the reefs? Reefs are dying at an exponential rate. The majority of the Great Barrier Reef is gone. It's dead. And that's due to climate change. So these are all things that people got to take into consideration. It's not just, oh, my God, it's so hot, or, oh, my God, it's so dry. It's these tiny little changes in temperature, these tiny little changes in rain production become snowballed and become a domino effect on so many different species, and a lot of it can't be predicted. You know, it just we learn as it happens, and we go, oh, my gosh, I never thought about that. Oh, my gosh, never thought about that. And then one thing leads to the other. So climate change has the potential to be truly catastrophic.
Billy, what do you have for Ron McGill?
Ron, we talked about earlier this week that Antarctic penguins release a high amount of nitrous oxide in their feces, which is laughing gas. I'm wondering if you've ever encountered this and if you've ever just started laughing from dealing with penguin poop.
Well, you know, I would suspect that would happen if I was inside a building where that could not, you know, be basically diluted into the air. Now, you know, I've been in Antarctica. I've been on islands with thousands and thousands of penguins. The smell can be overcoming, overwhelming. It's a high ammonia smell, very piercing smell. I can tell you that I never got the inclination. I smiled a lot. I might have giggled a little bit watching the antics of the penguins, but it wasn't like this thing where I wanted to cry and I couldn't help but laugh, which I think is what nitrous oxide does. So it is, you know, in the wild, I've been in the middle of thousands of penguins out in Antarctica. I've been in many penguins even in South Africa, smelled and certainly noticed the amount of guano. But again, because you're in such wide open air, and noted this last week that the air in Antarctica is the cleanest, purest air on the face of the planet.
Greg Cody, what do you have for Ron McGill of Zoo Miami?
Hey, Ron. By the way, thanks again for the great conversation on the latest Greg Cody Show podcast. I hope everybody hears it. Hey, Ron, there's been a monumental development with my neighborhood duck family. Suddenly, overnight, 5 of the 8 juveniles have apparently left the mother. When that happens, whose decision is that? Is that the mother saying, all right, you're ready, get out of here? Or is that the ducks? And also, a year later, will they recognize each other?
Okay. Now, Greg, I don't want to be Debbie Downer here, But it's most likely that those ducks didn't leave the mother, but they probably were eaten by a predator, such as a coyote, a dog, a cat, or even a hawk. This is why ducks have large clutches of eggs, because at the end of the day, a small percentage of those that hatch out actually reach adulthood. Now, if you have physically seen these ducks separate from them and go on their own, then they've reached sexual maturity, and that's something that happens sometimes more in males first than in females. But generally speaking, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but the ducks that have disappeared are probably in the belly of some other animal.
No, listen to me. Greg Cody has had an empty nest for a long time. Greg Cody has taken on this family of ducks.
That's all he has.
I was hoping that you said, I was hoping you would say, Greg, they died because you fed them bread, like I've been telling you not to
do. Well, I've been telling him that. We had that in-depth conversation on the podcast. I told him he was wrong to do that, and he didn't like my answer, but he took it like a gentleman. But the bottom line is, the reason why, from one day to the other, five ducklings disappear from the mother who had eight is not because they decided to move out. Because they couldn't get away.
Just a tragic finish to the segment. Greg Cody has his head in his hands. He's lost half of his duck family and all the cutest ones, they're gone. But he didn't say they were small. He said they were juvenile.
Yeah. If they're still following their mother, they are small. They are dependent on the mother. They have not kicked in their keen instincts yet. And the bottom line is the mother will chase them away. Okay? The mother is what chases them away. If she doesn't decide, no, I don't like the five of you, goodbye, I'm keeping the three of you, when you see ducks still sticking with it, the ducklings do not choose to leave their mother. The adult is what forces the kids out. It's like when you have your own kids, basically. You know, it's time to get out and get a job. So when you see three still remaining and she's welcoming those three, it's not that she kicked the other five out. They don't play favorites.
Ron, thank you for being on with us, as always, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guy. Take care. Bye-bye.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show, Win Stugatz podcast, comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically, all on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami Only Hour and our Best of Podcast on Demand in the ESPN app, and subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends Podcast Network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crate. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcasts. Greg Cody, giving the Straight Talk, is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Is he, though? Because Chris Cody, I do not see Greg Cody on our conference call anymore. He just disappeared again, continually playing defense against everything we're doing around here.
I mean, he got a McGill question, he plugged the podcast, and he's gone.
Guys, I have bad news. He was in the waiting room, so I just admitted him, but it's back to being the black box that says Greg Cody. I think his laptop took a crap again.
Okay, very good. Greg, are you there? Can we speak to you, or are you ruining the show from afar again? All right, great.
Yeah. Connecting to audio.
So there it is. Greg Cody, as always.
Now he's muted himself. Yeah. Greg, unmute yourself.
Right. He's connected, but he's muted him.
Okay. Stugatz, I'm wondering if you know this stat as a Jets fan, because Kyle Brandt gave it out the other day, and it's not something that I was aware of. DeBrickashaw Ferguson, do you know how many snaps he missed in his career?
I know it wasn't many. He was pretty durable. I want to say maybe 60, 70 snaps.
One.
What?
He He missed one snap his entire career.
Wow.
Now, Joe Thomas played all 10,363 snaps of his career, but DeBrickashaw Ferguson played 10,707 of the 10,708 snaps that he could have played. And the only time he didn't play a snap is when the Jets were on their own goal line calling one of those bogus, we're behind and we need to do one of these lateral plays and right. throw the ball all around and we don't need our left tackle lumbering down the field. Would you be furious if you were DeBrickashaw Ferguson that they took you out for that one play so that you couldn't have the streak that was longer than Joe Thomas's? Both of them crazy Iron Man streaks.
Yes, I'd be furious if I was DeBrickashaw Ferguson. He was so good. That's like 10,000. It's just a waste of 10,000 snaps for a player that good on that team.
That's correct. He was very good.
He's so good.
And he played all the time and never got hurt in a sport where it's really hard to do that. I'm curious, Stugatz, as I see what's happening in Iowa, have you been following this story here as the Flames climb a little bit toward Kirk Ferentz? Because his strength and conditioning coach, I believe Chris Doyle was the highest paid strength and conditioning coach in the country. If not, he was pretty close to it.
No, he was. He was there for 21 seasons. $800,000 per year is where he ended.
One of the things that you're looking at, though, right now, as these protests gather strength, and it's been a pretty jarring thing to see, the powerless in college football have said, bleep that. I'm not going to be powerless anymore. And so you've got a lot of football players saying that this strength coach for over two decades, right-hand man of Kirk Ferentz and the highest paid guy at his position, was mistreating them. And it's not a couple of players. And this is how this gets to a place, Stugatz, where things paradigm shift. Okay, I don't know what's going to happen to Kirk Ferentz. He's very popular in Iowa, and I don't know what would have to happen for that fan base to feel a public pressure that would actually dismiss someone like Kirk Ferentz, even though, again, the coach and the strength coach work very closely together. It is unlikely that the coach is not going to know what the strength coach's methods are. Kirk Ferentz is saying he does not know about what it is that Chris Doyle is being accused of.
It's interesting. Mike Golick Sr. said in some cases, and certainly this is one of those cases, 21 years, that's usually the second guy in charge. And there were, by some former players, there were some accusations levied at Kirk Ferentz's son. As well, it was also on that coaching staff.
Well, Dominique Foxworth could tell you and did say on Highly Questionable yesterday that the bar is remarkably low for strength coaches. Like, it is remarkably low. They are the can eaters and the guys who, you know, break things on their forehead before the game. And so strength coaches are mad at Dominique Foxworth. And Dominique Foxworth, the first time I've ever talked to Dominique Foxworth, says, I don't want that fight. He's fine fighting the handball guys, but he does not want to fight the strength coaches. He just taps out already, even though he said the bar is remarkably low for them. But one of the things that's changed here, and you got to keep an eye on this, is the powerless get a little more power. At a lesser program, what it took to get Mangino fired is reports of what felt like physical abuse, where guys were being punished in a way that left all manner of scars on their body. That's the head coach losing his job. The Flames are climbing on the head coach at Iowa, where he's got a much better program than the one at Kansas, just because his strength coach not physically abused guys, but verbally abused them. That is a shift, and it comes with these players feeling less powerless.
If you buy a claim of ignorance by a head coach in regards to what's going on with his strength and conditioning program, you don't know bleep about football, let alone college football. They know everything that goes on with the strength and conditioning program. It's their job to know. The strength and conditioning coach is an extension of the style the head coach wants. He knows everything about the training methods and everything that goes in there. It is beyond me how anyone can listen to any claim of ignorance, because Kirk Ferentz doesn't strike me as an absentee coach. That's not really his reputation. This is the one flaw in Kirk in Ferentz's resume, that and not being able to get to a national title game. It's unbelievable to me.
We try to locate Greg Cody next.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. In a tape message, Clemson coach Dabo Swinney on Monday defended his response to an assistant coach's use of a racial slur during a practice 3 years ago. Former Clemson players DeAndre Hopkins and Deshaun Watson are petitioning the university to remove the name of former slave owner and U.S. Vice President John C. Calhoun from the school's Honors College. And finally, when a person lies, they experience an increase in temperature around the nose. This is known as the Pinocchio effect. That's why my nose is always so cold. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Stugatz and Billy have an NBA tournament idea. They also want to argue about which Disney hotel they would choose if they had home court. But before we do that, we have a tweeter writing in with the hashtag Listen Man, and it's directed at you, Stugatz, because yeah. Listen Man is one of your pivots.
Mm-hmm.
Listen Man, I think you most famously said one time when the Heat were in the playoffs and Mike Ryan was trying to beat Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator, crawling as the infrared nuclear-powered alien chased him through a jungle, and he was pretending to trap the opponent. I don't know whether it was the Raptors or whatever, because the Miami Heat were very injured.
We had a bit going.
Well, yeah. We is overstated in that me and Mike had a bit going, and Stugatz didn't understand what we were doing. So as Mike did Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator, Stugatz did this, not understanding anything.
I hate this.
And I'll tell you who else wants a fight. Dwayne wants a fight.
All right.
Dwayne.
Well, then let's fight, man. Dwayne, let's go fight.
No.
Dwayne. No. Kill me. I'm here.
Dwayne wants it.
Kill me now.
We want it.
Dwayne. I'm here.
Let's go.
Kill me.
They ain't scared.
Dwayne. Wait a minute. I'm right here. Kill me.
Listen, man.
Jeez. Shut up, Stugatz.
There it is.
I'm doing a thing. Stu. I'm doing a thing!
Dude, we were to play
I'm
that.
I'm Predator!
So hashtag listen, man, via Twitter, writes in, Stugatz last week, quote, I don't look to James Dolan for leadership. You did that many times last week.
I did.
Stugatz this week, I'd like to hear from the owners.
The NFL owners. You like that pivot?
Oh, the NFL owners. Okay.
Yeah, how about that? You just that was a good job. Okay, my nose is freezing. I mean.
What is this NBA tournament idea that you and Billy are trying to concoct here that you think is so good?
Well, we were talking. I don't know how good it is. It's just, it's out of the box thinking. Okay. But we just wanted to float the idea that this is not really an NBA championship. I mean, are you taking this seriously? It's nice. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait for the tournament, but there have been many, many months removed from the regular season, and we're coming back in August in Orlando to play a tournament that I'm not certain anyone is, you know, it doesn't feel like a real title to me. Does it feel like that to you if you win it?
It does. I have to see who gets knocked out by the coronavirus to see how flawed the thing is. Billy, is he what are you shaking your head about?
Dan, you can't take this seriously. They told some teams don't even bother coming to this tournament. It's not that big a deal. You know, take it off, stay at home. It's not a real thing, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Why should we take it super seriously if, you know, they're not even inviting all the teams to participate, you know?
Exactly right. So we were thinking, Dan, that the team, let's say it's, you know, the Lakers and they're taking on the Orlando Magic and they are up 3-1. It's an elimination game, right? The Lakers are about to knock them out. The Lakers have a choice, but they have to choose before the elimination game. We will allow the Magic to advance in this tournament because we don't care about it, because it's not really like winning an NBA title. And in exchange for that, we take the Magic's first round pick in the NBA draft. And we were wondering if you thought if teams would choose to take the first round pick over advancing in a tournament that doesn't really feel like anything other than we're just playing games for the sake of playing games.
You can't be serious that LeBron James would be down with the idea of, yeah, just let the Orlando Magic advance so we could get a first round pick.
Well, you never know.
You simply cannot be serious.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, they might win a title. Okay, or they might win this tournament, but I am telling you right now, my personal record book, whoever wins this tournament wins exactly that, a tournament. Not a Larry O'Brien trophy, not the NBA title. They have merely won a tournament in Orlando where, you know, 16 teams have gotten together.
It's basically Summer League, but they're winning. Exactly. They're going to win Summer League.
Exactly. Isn't it 22 teams? It's 22 teams.
22 teams.
It's 22 teams because they wanted Zion in it.
Right. Well, I think I take the draft pick. I mean, I really do. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I think it. What?
Whose dog was that?
Is that
Cody?
Dog.
Is that that's Cody's dog, isn't it? Whose dog is that? Who's?
That's my dog. That's my dog. Wow. Sorry.
Sounds a lot more menacing than Finny.
It is. Yes, that was a that sounded like a demon dog from the beyond. Can you hold him up in front of the Zoom so we can take a look at the demon dog from beyond? Because I doubt very much that this is actually a demon dog, but has a very sophisticated bark there. Haunting.
The golden doodle. So it's not exactly menacing. Let me see if I can get him to come up.
You've said enough.
Come here, dog.
You've said enough. Golden doodle is about the funniest phrase you could have used there for not menacing. Put it on the poll at Levitard Show. Is golden doodle the least menacing name in the entire animal kingdom?
Hold that thought. Let's sell some ants.
Stugatz, you have been raving.
I'm not done with the NBA topic yet.
Oh, you are so done.
I'm going to present you with scenarios where you might think differently. I'm not going to do it today, but tomorrow I am going to present you with scenarios where you might think differently about advancing in this tournament as opposed to taking the pick.
The one you presented was awful. The one guy league.
Oh, no, it's not. I mean, maybe LeBron's awful, but I mean.
No, and Dan, we can even make this like a made-for-TV thing where you have Howie Mandel host, and we make it kind of like Deal or No Deal, and we just give different options, and you have a case, and you don't know what's in the case, but it could be a first-round pick, or it could be a fifth-round pick. Do you want to spot your opponent two games and open the case?
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you. Okay, good points, Stugatz, as always.
I'm going to present you with scenarios, as will Billy tomorrow.
Well, you had an opportunity.
You had
an opportunity.
The dog barked.
You set up LeBron James. All right, we've
pretty unprofessional by Billy to have his dog bark in the middle of the show. Who does that?
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday. Social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
The Dan Levitard Show is brought to you by 303 Touchless Sealant for the ultimate protection and shine in no time. Guys, it's time for the Binge Club. It is brought to you by Marathon. These days, we have to travel smart. Marathon can help by improving engine performance with quality top-tier gasoline. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. I have been binging an old show because I allowed my daughter, Emma, to choose a show she wanted to watch with her dad, and she chose a show she's been watching for a while, unbeknownst to me. Criminal Minds. I think it was like a CBS or ABC. It was definitely a network show, but I've enjoyed it. So I am now on season 2 of Criminal Minds with my daughter. There's only 11 seasons to go. That show had a great run.
That's a big investment.
I haven't changed Chiefs like 20 times. I mean, in 10 years, I'll get to Joe Mantegna. He's the guy.
I'm really glad we got his thoughts on the Michael Jordan documentary. I really felt like this pandemic was spiraling out of control until that very moment when it brought us all together. I actually just finished hate binging something. I started Little Fires Everywhere.
Ooh, I've heard that's good.
Well, it's ambitious is what it is. But they're trying to attack a whole lot of different stuff, and the acting is pretty poor, other than Reese Witherspoon.
And Kerry Washington?
She always looks like she's throwing up. Kerry Washington, put her on the poll at Levitard Show. Does Kerry Washington think that acting is always looking like you're about to throw up? She spends the entire series there. At Levitard Show.
Do you recommend?
I do not. I hate watched it. I had to finish
it.
I'm sure that's happened to some of you, right? Where you start something, you get 3 or 4 episodes in, you're not sure whether or not it's good or not, and then you just have to see it out.
Don't tell my daughter this, but Criminal Minds, it's happening there.
I don't do that when I'm binging something, though. I do that when I'm watching something in the conventional sense, and I put in the work season to season, and I gotta like finish it out.
I'm sorry I'm laughing here. I just keep seeing Greg Cody is connecting to audio. I was told during the break that his power went out in his house. He has been an unmitigated disaster today.
Now, he is connected to audio. I will also tell you, he just muted himself.
He did mute himself. I see his microphone is red. Does anyone else want to get great. In here with he some binge options here? Here on the Binge Club, Chris Cody, do you have anything that you are binging, sir?
I just finished the Jeffrey Epstein thing on Netflix. That was crazy. I'm really excited because this Thursday, Double Shot at Love returns on MTV with DJ Pauly D and Vinny. I am very excited about that.
Billy is laughing at you. Billy, what are you binging these days?
Full House. Oh, no, Boy Meets World. Ah, I messed up the joke. I'll leave.
Wow. Oh, man. Holy bleep, dude.
Wow.
Holy bleep.
Wow.
Like, you can leave your career. Like, that was so bad.
I think
like,
you did.
Can leave your job. Good God. You had 2 words to remember. Roy, what are you binging these days?
Boy Meets World is
fun. That's a fine.
I'm binging a podcast called Fake Doctors, Real Friends with Zach Braff and Donald Faison. They are rewatching the entire series run of Scrubs and doing running commentary. They've already had series creator Bill Lawrence. They've had John C. McGinley. It's actually a very good podcast.
Tony, how about you? It's very popular. Tony, how about you? What are you binging?
I'm still on Better Call Saul since Mike has deterred me from watching like 4 different shows by saying that the payoff wasn't any good. So I'm still on Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul is a good one. Mike, how about you? I don't have any faith that Greg Cody's microphone worked.
I watched all of season 1 of Space Force.
Did you? Now, you know what's funny about that? People were saying that that is totally terrible. And my expectations.
You know what's funny about that? Not the show.
Well, people are saying that it's terrible, and my expectations were so low because of how many said it was terrible that I have actually found it through 3 episodes moderately watchable.
It has its moments. It's just missing something.
Bar's been set low, huh?
Yes, it's been set really low because everyone says it's terrible. So, Greg Cody, does your microphone work?
Certainly. I'm here for you.
Oh, my God. Certainly. You've been so bad today. All right.
No, the electricity went out. I can't control that.
What are you and your wife binging?
We're in love with
hope you enjoyed the Don Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
World star.